Yes, I'm a bit too good at what I do, I guess. Sir, I may be overstepping a bit here, but that's kind of common sense, isn't it? Like, if you're trying to make somebody else fall in love with you, you don't drink the love potion yourself. Yeah, I know it's not appropriate to joke about that right now. I'm sorry. Okay, if it helps, do you think I could maybe offer you a discount? Or just a little extra something next time you come by the shop? I really can't deal with any reports right now. We're already barely making ends meet as it is, and... No, I can assure you, I know what I'm doing. This is a family business. We've been doing this for literal centuries. Yes, I mean centuries, or... Yes, we're real witches, what... Man, if we don't do something about this soon, we're gonna go under for sure. Hey, hi, welcome to the shop. Sorry if things are a bit messy right now, and sorry if it seems like my mind's kinda somewhere else right now. Oh, did you overhear that? Oh, that's so embarrassing. Okay, but I can assure you that calls like that are really, really not common for us. We're really good at what we do, and... Yes, we have been doing this for a really long time. Anyway, what are you looking for today? As you can see, we have a variety of things to choose from. We have some magical tomes, some... Yeah, those are our most popular product, actually. Mm-hmm. And a 100% success rate, if that's what you're looking for. Yeah, sorry, I'm still a bit riled up by that phone caller from earlier. Yeah, so magical tomes, you can summon basically any creature your heart desires. Maybe a succubus, or a nice harem of dryads, or maybe a bunch of cat girls, or stuff like that, if that's more to your liking. Oh, yeah, and we have some more conventional toys if you're a bit new to magic and still kinda getting the hang of things. Yeah, I was a bit of a slow learner myself, so I kinda started off with the toys too. And... Oh wait, don't go there. Okay, I guess you were bound to find that eventually. Yes. Well, I wasn't lying when I said that the tomes are our most popular product, but, yeah, I think the one thing that we have that seems to pique a lot of people's interest is our love potion. It's a bit dodgy, and I'm not all that confident in it right now, especially because of the call that I had earlier and all the complaints that we've been receiving, but... Yeah. Wait. You'd like to learn more? Okay, you're one of the first people that's actually wanted to learn more about it. Okay, so, have you read about love potions before? Okay, yeah, so this one functions very similarly to any of the kinds of love potions that you've heard about before. It's definitely on the more potent side, but we actually don't know too much about it ourselves. Yeah, I know, it's a bit irresponsible for us to sell something that we don't actually know that much about, but... people like what people like, and we kind of just try to cater to their needs. Anyway, we actually haven't figured out a way to discern when the effects will wear off, or... At times we forget to tell people that they actually have to give the person that they like the love potion for it to work, but Yeah, it's something I'm working on. I'm not very good at being confrontational, so people usually just chug it all in one go before I can give them the instructions. Oh, you'd be interested in purchasing one for yourself? Okay, but before we get into that, could you let me give you a demonstration of how it works? Oh, no, don't worry. I am a witch, so I have a greater sensibility about these things. I know my limits, and I know just the right dose to make things happen without going too crazy. Oh, if you don't mind, could I go up back and replace this sample? It looks like it's kind of running low, and I'm actually gonna need a little bit more than that to... Wait, what are you doing? Wait, what are you doing? Wait, don't. No. Wait, what are you doing? Don't. No, you can't use that. Please put it. Don't tie me up. I'm. What are you gonna do to me? Wait, no, don't. Did you seriously just make me drink my love potion? God, it burns. I didn't realize it was gonna burn that much. I'm sorry, I've gotta admit to you, I've never actually... Sorry, why are these things swirling around me? I can't... Jesus Christ. Look at you. Yeah, you're standing there all slack-jawed. What? Got a little bit more than you wagered for? Aw. What a poor little boy. Didn't anyone tell you that your actions have consequences, or did you kind of just ignore that and hope you wouldn't have to figure it out by yourself? Oh, man. Look at your face. Man, that's not the same look I saw earlier. What with you just wrangling the innocent, shy shopkeeper with her own ropes. Actually, quite a nice move. I might steal that from you one of these days. Oh, man. We're gonna have fun today, baby. Yeah. Why don't I just... Yeah. I mean, I did say they were my ropes. I know how to get out of them. And I also know how to... get the people I want to into them. Oh my god, you're so delicious. That beautiful face. That lovely body. This... Oh, man. For someone who looks so scared, you look really excited down there. Yeah. Why don't we do something about that? But first, let me just tighten these up and pull you in closer. Maybe sneak my way up to this cute little ear of yours. usually do this? Just going around, launching yourself onto unsuspecting girls and thinking that they'll just give in and do your bidding? Looks like this is your first time. Yeah. Or maybe you're used to being the dom and you're so thrown off by the sudden change in pace that you don't know what to do with yourself. But doesn't that get you even more excited? I don't think I've ever seen anyone get this hard from me before. Yeah. And I've had quite a bit of experience in my years in the shop. Yeah, even a shy little girl like me could get up to some pretty naughty things. Would you like me to show you? No. Oh my god. The way you think I'm gonna take no for an answer. Not today, sweetheart. Come here. Would you let me? No. I'm just gonna take whatever I want. I'm just gonna get all the way down here and unzip these pants and let them fall down to the floor. And tug all these things down. Oh my god. So perfect. You're already standing at attention for me. I gotta have a taste. No, stop squirming. Make this a bit easier for yourself, huh? Yeah. For me. Oh. Yeah. Are you really bucking your hips into me? Looks like you're actually liking this. But I actually preferred it a little better when you didn't like it that much. Okay, that's enough. It a bit too much. Let me get my clothes off. Yeah. You know what you're gonna do. You're gonna eat me the fuck out. Mm. outfit, you see? Yeah, I usually opt to wear nothing under my robes. Makes things feel a lot nicer. Yeah, really good for easy access, too. But whatever, enough talking. Stop looking at me like that and get your face down here. Yeah. No, fuck. Yeah. A little eager, aren't we? Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Look at how wet you made me. Yeah. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Your tongue. Are you sure you didn't take one of my magical tomes earlier? Some of them help you. Oh, some of them help you give better oral. Not that I needed to give you any one of those. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just lap them all up. Oh. Such a good boy. No. I think I'll just keep you tied up like this. Yeah, I think I would like that. You'll be my personal fucking sex toy. Yeah. I'll put you out on display for everyone to see. But only for... for me to touch. Cause you're priceless, baby. And I own you now. No. Fuck you, wait. Wait. Wow, you. I'm starting to come. No. Wait. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, wait. I think. Yeah. Okay. No. That's enough. Yeah. I can't get off just yet. Yeah. Okay. Now that I'm all... yeah, now that I'm all wet, I think it's time for me to ride you. Yeah, let me just shift myself onto that gorgeous cock of yours. Sitting on your lap. Okay, yeah. I'm just gonna run the tip of your shaft all the way up and down my sobbing wet clit. Then I'll just slide it and... oh, fuck yeah. I could get used to this length. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, take it. No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're being such a good boy for me. Oh, thrusting in so vigorously. So eagerly. You know what? Maybe that love potion isn't such a bad idea after all. All it takes is for people to be a bit more open-minded. Yeah. It might not achieve the initially desired effects, but I think everybody ends up happy. Oh, yeah. Oh. Take it. Take it. Take all of me. Oh, you naughty, naughty thing. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Keep thrusting it in, baby. Yeah. You know what? I think I'll take back my previous statement. Yeah. I don't think I'll put you on display. I might just keep you locked in my basement. Yeah. So you'll only be available for me to enjoy. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I'm gonna speed up now, okay? No. Yeah. Just take it. Take it. No. Jeez, you're all wiped out. And look at you. You're in a state of pure ecstasy. As am I. Goddamn, man. Still shaking your head, huh? You know you're the one who brought this upon yourself. But no matter, let me get you out of those ropes. I want to cuddle into you. You better not fucking fight back. Got it? Oh no, 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 baby boy. Don't scream. Nobody's gonna hear you. The shop is fucking soundproofed. Yeah. We had to do it. I mean, what with all the demonstrations we have going on every single fucking day? The neighbors would start filing noise complaints. And I mean, it's not like anything bad is happening here. I mean, occasionally a sneaky little customer gets it in their head that they'll take advantage of the shy, innocent shopkeeper, but they never really succeed. Or rather, they do succeed. Just not in the way that they expect. Don't worry. You'll be off soon. But why don't we see what else that love potion can do?